You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming again with you on another Tuesday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up and you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. Just begin to give him glory, give him praise for waking you up this morning, starting you on another day's journey. My grandmother had a saying, she used to say that he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to wake you up this morning, but he did. And so we owe God a praise. I thank God for you, you, and you, whether you're watching by way of Facebook or whether you're listening by way of radio. Good morning to you. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join me here today to hear what the Lord has for you. And I say every Tuesday, it is not by accident, but it is by divine appointment that you are here. And we thank God for you and you realizing that you could be doing something else today at this particular time, but you have chosen to be here. If you're listening by way of radio, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but the Lord has something to say to you. And I know that it will bless you. The Bible lets us know that his word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Saying praise the Lord to my Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located at 16 South Wilson Avenue here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Good morning to you, Pastor. We love you. Also sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, as well. We pray that the Lord is blessing you this morning. Sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who's on the job at this particular time. But as we always, Lord, say the same, as we're on our way to Bible study tonight, we tend to turn this on because I recorded on Facebook and we tend to listen to it again together. And I love you as always. We welcome you out to our services. Come out to our services each Sunday morning, beginning with our Sunday school services, which begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin around 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Bible studies begin on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Come out to that as well. And also our youth services, which are each Thursday at 6 p.m. as well. So find a service, come out. We know that you'll have a good time because we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus and to give him glory and to give him honor and to give him praise. Amen. Just a reminder, coming this Monday, I believe it's May the 2nd, I will be releasing my second release in tribute to my grandma and my mom. The song is titled Grandma, Grandmama. You can find that on all of your major platforms, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, whatever it is, you name it, it's going to be there. I am so excited. It was going to be my first release, but I changed my mind and I went with I'm a Survivor. So this has been in the coming. Grandmama, a tribute to Mother's Day. Amen. And I want you to go out and I want you to get it on all of the major platforms I will also be sending a reminder out to those that are watching by way of Facebook. Amen. Get Grandmama on this coming Monday, May the 2nd, my second release. And I just believe that God has great things in store. Amen. For what he is doing in my life. And so again, go out and get that on this Monday, May the 2nd, on all major platforms. Grandmama, a song that I have dedicated to my mom and my grandma. God rest their souls. They're gone on. Amen. But I want to give them a tribute. Hallelujah. And I believe you'll be blessed by the song in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the word today. And our word can be found in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. That again is Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. And I'm going to read that into your ears. And then I am going to pray. And then I'm going to get into a few minutes of the word. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and when he had called the people with unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here just one more time. God, I thank you, Lord, for using me. I am just an instrument. I am just a vessel in which you will operate through. God, whatever you say, I decrease so that you will increase, and that you and you alone deserves the glory, not I, God. I thank you, Lord, for the thousands that may be listening by way of radio. I'm praying that this word, God, will take root into their hearts, take root into their minds and souls. God, that it will come forth 30, some 60, some 100-fold, that it will bloom and blossom, that they will be made well, made better, stronger, and wiser. And Lord, we know that your word is a two-edged sword. It comes and it goes. Hallelujah. It cuts both ways. And God, and I pray that, Lord, I am enlightened and made better by it. God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to use from a subject, amen, from verse number 37. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I want to use a thought today. Give it up. It's not worth it. Give it up. It's not worth it. What sinful habit are you holding on to? What sinful lifestyle are you holding on to? What is it that you deem to be so important that you're willing to risk your soul? We only have one soul. And whatever it is that you're holding on to, whatever it is that you're not willing to give to God, it's not worth it. Can I tell you? It's not worth it. Even if you gain the whole world and yet lose your soul, it's not worth it. Give it up. What you're experiencing is temporary. I'm reminded of Moses. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11 and 25, it says, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You see, this life is only temporary. The things that we accrue, the things that we go out and we get, whether it be fame, fortune, men, women, whatever the situation is that you're trying to obtain, houses, jobs. These things are temporary. And they never should be so important that they're more important than God. But God is saying that we're to surrender these things. Not that we can't have them. Not that we can't have jobs and those types of things. Glory be to God. But they should never be more important than God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In this particular text, Jesus had been out ministering and he had been doing great things. And he is in the midst of his ministry. And before we come to this text, he, just a few verses above this, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they begin to respond, and some said that you're Jeremiah, some said that you're Elijah, and some said that you're the other prophets. But Jesus said, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Peter, with himself, he said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus had to respond to that. He said that flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. See, Peter got a revelation of who Jesus was. But just a few verses later, Jesus began to tell Peter what his purpose was, that he came to die for our sins, and that he was going to suffer many things. And just a few verses earlier, he got revelation from God. And then now here, before we get to this text, He said, suffer be, no, these things, no, you're not, you didn't come to die. No. Wait a minute, Jesus. You're God. You're the Christ. You didn't come to die, did you? No, son, that's not going to happen. See, Peter was not considering God's purpose, but his own desires and feelings. He wanted Christ to be king, but not the suffering servant. He was ready to receive the glory of being a follower of the Messiah, but not the persecution. And that brings me to today. Many of us, we want the glory of following Christ, but we don't want the persecution. We want to say that we serve God. We want to say that we are worshiping God, but we're not willing to give up anything. Hallelujah. Have you considered God's purpose for your life? Are you ready to fully surrender your life to his purpose? See, Jesus was not concerned about his own purpose, but he was only concerned about the purpose of God. He came to die. You see, I tell people that salvation is free, but it's going to cost us something. And the cost involved surrendering our will to God's will. Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech thee, there, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God." Our sacrifice is surrendering all to Christ. Surrendering, amen, our will to his will. We've got to give up some things whenever we come to Christ. Many of people, they don't want to give up shacking up. I know we haven't heard that. We don't say that too much in today's world. Shacking up, it's really fornication. Hallelujah. See, we want Jesus to pay the rent. See, many people want to shack up with the devil, but want Jesus to pay the rent. And we want to still follow. Many people, they don't want to give up committing adultery. They don't want to give up lying. They don't want to give up stealing and cheating. They don't want to give up drugs. Hallelujah. But see, when you come to Christ, you've got to give up some things. I asked the question, if we could come to Christ and all things remain the same, if we could continue to do what it is that we did before Christ, what was the reason of coming to Christ? But the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away.
and behold, all things become new. See, being a follower of Christ, it's going to require some suffering. It's going to require putting down some things that we were used to. Hallelujah. The lifestyle that we used to live, that can't be the same lifestyle that we live when we come to Christ. Hallelujah. But see, our jobs is to be disciples of Christ, to follow him. But Peter, them, they were wanting to protect. Now what Peter was doing, now he did love Christ. All of the disciples loved Christ. And they didn't want, they were trying to protect him. Hallelujah. But see, it was not their job to protect and guide Jesus, but it was their job to follow him. See, many times we come to Christ and we want to tell Christ what it is that we will and will not do. But that ain't how it works. We've got to be able to follow Jesus. We've got to be able to do what he says we're to do. Jesus says to us, he says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Hallelujah. See, it's not we will give to God what it is that we want to give to God. See, that was the problem with Cain. Cain and Abel brought God a sacrifice. But Cain didn't bring the right sacrifice to God. Abel did. And Cain got upset with Abel and he killed him. And that same spirit is going on today. We want to bring God what we want to bring him. But we don't want to bring him what's required of us. We don't want to give up those things that we're holding on. Those things that people don't want to give up, with those things that they don't want to they don't want to give it up to the Lord. But can I tell you, give it up. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. We're living in a day. Look what he says. And he says, and when he called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We're living in a day now where people wear crosses. But I don't think you understand what the cross meant. See, Mark's audience, his original audience, was to the Romans. And the Romans knew what the cross meant. You see, death on a cross was a form of execution by the Romans. It was for criminals. The criminals had to carry their cross to their execution, signifying submission to Roman power. And Jesus used in here in this particular illustration, the ultimate sacrifice. That is submitting yourselves to the will of God. Are you surrendering everything to God? Are you submitting your will to the will of God? Or are you still holding on to some things? He says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. See, many people, they want to say that we serve the same God. Do we? No, we don't. We don't serve the same God. Why would you say something like that, Elder Gray? See, in order to serve, to make sure that we're serving the same God, we've got to make sure that the God, that the requirements of the God that we say that we're serving. See, you can't go to work. I'm sure many of us that are listening within the sound of my voice, we've had multiple jobs. Surely in our life we maybe work more than one job. But see, when you go to one job and you're trained to do that job, you know how to do that job. And so we know that if you go to work at Red Lobster, if you go to work at Exxon, if you go to work at J.P. Morgan, whatever the job is, you're trained to do that specific job. But you can't take the same mindset that if you leave that job and you go to work somewhere else, that you're going to do the same thing that you did at the old job at the new job. Because the new job, that whoever the owner is not requiring you to do that. They have their requirements. And that's the same way with Jesus. Glory be to God. See, when we were out in the world, we worked for the devil. Yeah, we were on the devil's payroll, but the Bible says the wages of sin is death. When we were in sin, we were working for the devil. But when you come to Christ, you're now working for Christ. And see, you can't do the same things that you worked under when you worked under your old employer, the devil. Continue some of those habits and yet say you're working for the Lord. Glory. No. You have a new manager. You have a new person in charge. The things that you used to do, you can't do when you come to Christ. Glory be to God. Because you're working for a different person. And so Jesus saying that many of you are coming to me, but you're still holding on to the same lifestyle. You're still holding on to stuff that you're not willing to give up. Glory be to God. You're not willing to submit your will to God. And he says that for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose it for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's the question everybody should be asking. Whatever it is that you're not willing to give up, what's it going to profit you? Fame? I'm reminded of the story where the man came to Jesus. He basically said, I've kept all of the law. I've done everything that you've told me to do. What do I lack it? And Jesus said, well, this is what I want you to do. Take all that you have and go sell it and give it to the poor. And the Bible lets us know that man went away sorrowful. See, he was holding on to his riches. What are you holding on today? What is it that you're not willing to give up for God? Somebody said, well, I curse. Are you willing to give that up for God? Somebody say, I steal. Are you willing to give that up for God? Because what shall it profit you? See, some of us, people are dying for little for nothing. They're going to hell because they didn't want to give up drugs. They're going to hell because they didn't want to give up stealing. They didn't want to give up lying. They didn't want to give up cheating. Didn't want to give up fornication. They're shacking up with people. But see, don't shack up. Get married. Glory be to God. Get married. The Bible tells us that marriage is honorable for all. Hallelujah. It's honorable in the sight of God. But we're living in a day and age where this is acceptable. People are accepting it. That's part of life. But can I tell you, it's not. It's not. Jesus is requiring us to do as he say. Again, I go back to the scripture. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There are many people that are calling Jesus Lord, but they're not doing what he tells them to do. They're not willing to give up their old lifestyle. But Jesus said, but what is it going to profit you? The things that you're experiencing in this life, they're only temporary. The Bible says that it is appointed once to man to die. But after this, the judgment. We're all going, unless the Lord come first and the rapture occurs, we're all going to leave here in some way, shape, or form. We're all going to go before God. And see, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Have you prepared? Have you gotten rid of those things that are weighing you down, that are keeping you from being an effective disciple of Christ? The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us. See, we're trying to run the race and we've got things that are holding us down. Glory be to God. But the Lord's saying, give it up. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Give it up. Turn it loose. If that thing is keeping you from being an effective disciple of Christ, give it up. If that thing is causing you or hindering you from being what God wants you to be, give it up. You've got to tell the Lord, Lord, search me. And if you find anything in me that's not right, take it out of me. See, we need an examination. We need to find, we're careful to be concerned about our physical health. We go to the doctor and we have yearly examinations. We go to the doctor and he checks us out and we get the result and everything is good and we go away happy. But have you done a spiritual examination? Have you allowed Jesus to look over your situation? And if he find anything that's in you that's not right, hallelujah, have him take it out of you. Glory be to God. And he says, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. You've only got one soul. Hallelujah. You don't have more than one. You're not like a cat that has nine lives. Which we know a cat doesn't have nine lives, but that's the old adage, glory be to God. But you only have one soul. And it's important that you get it right. Glory be to God. Give it up. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. It's all right to live Christian. It's all right to tell somebody that I'm a Bible believer, that I'm saved and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I don't do those things. Glory be to God. I don't participate. I don't do drugs. I don't do all of these things. Hallelujah. But the Jesus said, but if you're ashamed of me before men, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. Give it up. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, it's not worth it. Jesus said, if you hold on to it, you're going to lose your soul. But if you give it up for my sake, you shall gain eternal life. Hallelujah. So that's my word for this week. Glory be to God. Give it up. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next Tuesday at 11:30. Hallelujah. For the same time, same channel. And go get my second release on Monday, May the 2nd. Grandmama. Until then, you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
Spilled for the world.